everyone. Welcome to tonight's episode of the Hot Widows Club podcast. My name is Crystal, and I am the Hot Widow of Eric. With me tonight, I have my beautiful friend Allie, who's the Hot Widow of Ross.
Hey, everybody.
We are excited to be here tonight. It is, the end of October of our first year doing the Hot Widows Club podcast. And we've done so many things this year and talked about so many awesome things that we've done. But our favorite thing to talk about is our recent trip. So I think tonight's episode is going to be a lot of updates on where we're at with our grief and our widowhood, which, as you guys know, is the worst hood to be a part of. But we're doing the best that we can do. So, Allie, why don't you kick us off tonight?
Should we start with our trip?
Fire away, girl. It's all of you. It's all you, baby.
Okay. As you all know, we went to Zion and it was the best. So I told the gals while we were there multiple times that I have not laughed that hard and that long in at least 5 years. It felt so freaking good.
It was amazing.
It felt so good to be with you and Justine and Jamie, and we just had the most amazing time. I've had people ask me, what was your favorite part? What was it, a hike? Was it Vegas? And I have told all of them, it was laughing. It was absolutely laughing and feeling that in my stomach all day. Like, one of my favorite days was actually flying out there, driving to Zion and getting into our Airbnb and just hanging. It was so, I wasn't worried about anything.
Yeah, I think that for you, like, the coolest part was that you were at ease, you felt comfortable, and that it was just a really comfortable place for you to be. Yeah. Did you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am very close to all three of you, and you all make me feel like I can be myself.
Yeah.
And so I was.
As you're talking, I'm reliving the trip. And so I'm just sitting over here
looking at me weird.
I'm thinking of the Joshua tree pruning. I'm thinking of the Bloody Marys. I'm thinking of
the dirty rap songs.
dirty
rap songs played the entire time.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Vulgar.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, I'm thinking of the spilled coffee. I mean, all of the things that we did that just made that trip freaking amazing. For me, it felt perfect. As you guys know, I love being connected into nature. And it just felt so good to feel that energy.
Yeah.
But being with this group of people was so freaking easy. It was comfortable. It felt right. It felt so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you surround yourself with your tribe in this journey, your outcomes just become more real, and they become more focused, and they become more comfortable, and they become just something that I've not felt like that in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Same.
How long has it been since you felt that way, Allie?
Like I said, at least 5 years.
Wow.
I mean, the whole cancer journey was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like it was at least 5 years that I felt that, just not worrying. I wasn't worrying about something.
Right.
I was worried about making sure I got up on time. That was probably like.
Which you didn't. Like, she did not get up on time. She said to me every night, "Will you wake me up in the morning?" Girl, I will have been up for 5 hours by the time I wake you up. Of course I will.
Thank you.
Here's something that I'm not happy about. Allie didn't buy me a ring in Vegas.
I'm sorry.
As she promised. So, if you guys know Allie, like, let's talk to her about that and ask her more questions as to why she didn't feel the need to make a commitment to me.
Okay. I'll clear the air. We didn't get married. We thought about it. There was a chapel. We didn't get married. Maybe next time. I will get you a ring.
There will be no next time in Vegas.
We don't. We actually did not like Vegas.
I did not. I'm going to clear the air right here. I'm not a Vegas girl.
Me either.
I am a gravel roads, cheap beer kind of girl, as I said I was, and that's where I need to stay.
No, I'm a city girl, and I don't even like Vegas. Like, mm-hmm. It is gross.
Yes.
I'm sorry to all those that live in Vegas. Let's just say the strip where we stayed was gross.
Yeah, the tourist area was gross. I mean, it's not for me. Like,
me either.
Too many people. There were men objectifying women, women objectifying themselves. I'll tell you the funniest story. So we're walking down the street and these guys are catcalling us. And I told Allie, I was like, this is so humiliating. It's objectifying. It's not appropriate. Like, no one should be treated this way. You don't go to Vegas just to be a punk, right? And Allie's like, are you serious? And I say, yeah, I don't like this. I'm really uncomfortable. I don't want to listen to this. And so we're walking back by. Allie, if you've met her, she's this tiny little thing. And she turns to these men and she goes, you guys can't talk to us that way. And they go, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they apologized. Maybe they learned a lesson.
Yeah.
I was pointing at them too.
I didn't see you because I was shocked that you were doing that. And I was so proud that you stood up for me.
Of course. I always have your back. I know.
It
when you
really
feel
special.
Uncomfortable, I will be there.
Yeah. It was really special for me. But Vegas was not what we had hoped it would be. I mean, I didn't really have any hopes, but.
No, I mean, I just enjoyed being with you and the other girls. It was fun to get dressed up. Yeah. I mean, we haven't got dressed up. I haven't got dressed up in a while like that, you know. Dinner was amazing.
Yeah.
We went to dinner right across from the Bellagio. We sat outside. It was the Paris Hotel. Is that right? And so that was fun. And then we somehow ended up in like this PepsiCo happy hour. Made some friends.
We said, Allie, go to the bar and get us a drink. And she leads us into this private party somehow.
They welcomed us.
And they welcomed us right in and started buying us drinks, which was great.
So nice.
It was really kind of them. And that was so fun.
Yeah.
To be a part of that. Justine had a very kind, much, much older gentleman offer to buy us a few drinks as well. Oh, that was Jamie.
Yes.
And she very politely said, no, we're okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good night. It was so fun. Zion in and of itself, stunning. So if you guys didn't check out our social media post, we did about 11 and a half miles through the Narrows in Zion. That was beautiful. It was stunning. It was so fun to do that. You probably don't need to go out 5.5 miles, though. You probably could go out 3 to 4 and see the same things. But for us, it was such an experience. Like, we just couldn't stop.
We couldn't stop. Yeah. I think most people stop with or go in a mile and then come back.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And we have to give a shout out to our friend Jamie.
Yes.
She is breastfeeding and pumped while we're hiking. Okay, people, this is amazing. She is a superwoman.
She hauled that pump 11 yes. miles through water up to your ankles, all the way up to your upper thigh.
Yeah.
And she put that pump on her back and she said, bitch, I'm doing this.
I know. Complete shout out to you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So strong. Amazing woman.
Yes. And so also when you're walking through the Narrows, it's really uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like I've never worked that hard on my balance. I was so afraid of falling. But we had rented hiking sticks, which I feel like saved all of us.
Yeah. I had so much time in there just to be alone because we were together, but we weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice place to just connect with the earth and the energy around me. I feel like the mountains on. So when you're in the Narrows, you're in between two mountains and you look up and you're like, there's no way I'm getting out of here. Like, you can't. Like, you're going through the water. That's it. And I had a good opportunity to just really work on clearing my mind. And I think that is really important in widowhood, that you find space to clear your mind and to be focused on what's important to you in the moment. Like, let all those thoughts come into your mind and process through those when you find that really safe, comfortable space to be alone and to process those things. Did you have a good opportunity to clear your mind?
Yeah. I mean, we were there. We hiked, what was it, 10 hours, 10, 11 hours. And I felt the same thing. We were with each other, but we didn't have to talk the whole time. And so it was kind of like I was in my own mind.
Yeah.
And I just tried to clear it. I just tried to clear my mind and focus on the beauty that was around us.
Yeah.
It was like every little turn that we would go through was different. And I just felt really connected to Earth, to like Mother Earth. And I also, what was interesting is I usually like sunshine, like, and you're not in the sunshine whatsoever. It's actually kind of dark down there.
It is very dark. Yeah.
But that was cool too.
When the sun would come between the mountains too, it was absolutely beautiful.
It was like, oh.
Yeah. It's like when I see Allie, like when she comes out the front door and she comes running out in her double braids and her pumpkin shirt. Girl. So we tried to do Angel's Landing. We did not. It's a lottery. And so they only give so many passes. And we did not get into the lottery, but we did do West Rim Trail. If you've done that, that was absolutely amazing. We met a friend who is the sweetest man. We hiked all the way to the top. We left, like, there was nobody up there with us. And all of a sudden we hear, like, we're just sitting there taking pictures and laying down and connected to nature. And we hear this voice, and it's this man and his son. And he comes up and he's starting to talk to us, and he starts telling us we didn't go as high as we could go yet. And he's really challenging us to go higher. And so he takes us up and he, like, basically said, you guys can do this. Let's go. And held our hand and pushed us to take our hike to even higher limits, which felt so good.
Yeah. Shout out to Norm. Is it Norm?
Norm Klein.
Yes, Norm Klein.
If you're listening, Norm, we appreciate you. And your son, what's his name?
Rusty? I don't know.
No. Dustin.
Okay, that's kind of close.
Dustin. Okay, Dustin. So who we just left in our dust while he was taking pictures. But Norm showed us the way, and it was so awesome. He offered to drive our houseboat at Lake Powell.
Yes, just the nicest man. I think we both, wouldn't you agree, Crystal? We left feeling like that was a sign.
I absolutely he was a sign. Think that he was a sign to take us higher.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie and I were sitting
pushed
on
us.
Mm-hmm. We were sitting on the mountaintop, but Jamie and Justine were there too. And, you know, we were sitting there and we look up and we're way up high on top of the mountain. And all of a sudden, just right above our heads is a little butterfly fluttering around.
I got a video of
it. It's a total sign that we were right where we needed to be in that moment. I feel like those signs keep me closer to Eric.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it is Ross when I get them.
And it just, I feel okay. I'm at a place where I feel I have a certain level of contentment that feels really awkward to me because I've gone through so much turmoil. And I feel like this contentment that I'm feeling is peaceful, but I'm also really, really scared because it just doesn't feel normal because I was in such a awful place for so long of volatility.
Flight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to feel some contentment that is just almost, you know, as scary as the volatility I used to have. This is the volatility was predictable. Like, you just knew you were going to be a wreck.
Right. You're just living.
Yeah. 2 feet on the floor, inch by inch. Allie, what updates do we have that aren't Zion related?
I guess when we came back, I do not feel how Crystal is feeling. I don't have that contentment. But when we came home, I told the girls, I said, I don't want to leave. I was having such a good time. And like I said, I haven't felt that happy in a long, long time. And so when we came home, it was so good to see the boys. The boys were just fine. I worried about them, obviously. You guys know that, but they were just fine. My mom did update me that she couldn't believe how much they wrestle. I'm like, Mom, you had 2 boys. She's like, I know, I just forgot. Yeah. Boys wrestle a lot.
Your boys wrestle a lot.
Yeah.
Your boys can get after it. I have a ton of stairs in my house. And Allie's boys will just headbutt each other in the stomachs as they're walking around. And I'm so worried they're going to fly down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. It's just, but it's not fighting. It's like play.
Oh, yeah. They're smiling and laughing the whole time.
So it was just funny. My mom was like, they wrestle a lot. I'm like, mm-hmm. So that they were fine. And it was so good to see them. And they were like, that was, it was fun to reunite with them. And they were, gave me the best kisses and hugs. And I love you, mommy. But the following days, I felt like I started to spiral a little bit. I had a really, really hard time coming back. And what I was thinking about was how to get that happiness again, how to feel like that again. You know, I need to figure that out. I need to find what will help me feel that way here in Omaha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need to work on that because I felt so good with you guys. During that spiral, I was thinking about how much I miss Ross, how much I just miss the feeling of being normal.
Mm-hmm.
And how much I just crave to have like a normal, mundane life of just going, waking up in the morning, getting the kids ready, going to work, having just each other by our sides and having that comfort of him there. I miss that so much.
Right.
And, you know, if this reaches anybody out there, I know you're in relationships and sometimes you are going through that boring life, going through that, what you think is a boring, mundane life. And you're wishing for those big feelings again, whatever that looks like to you, those big feelings. Let me tell you that me personally, I would give anything to get over these big feelings. It's like constantly highs and lows, ups and downs. It's, as Crystal always says, waves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was thinking about, is how much I miss him, how much I miss him just talking to me about the Huskers and how the next game and what we're going to do with Hanky's soccer. And I just miss that so much. And it's just those little things. It's like simple little things in life that I really miss. And then, of course, through the spiral, I start thinking about the freaking holidays that are coming up. And I am dreading them more than I did last year.
I'm dreading them, too. I was telling Allie on the way down here that despite my contentment, as I start to think about the holidays, I'm thinking about having to go through all of that alone. And not have like Eric by my side, like just not having him there to be a part of it. And if you know me, you know Eric didn't do anything for the holidays besides what I told him to do. Eric, put the tree up. Eric, put the lights up. Eric, do this, do that. And he did it. He did it all with ease. But at the end of the night, we went to bed together and we turned off the light together and we said, I love you. And we woke up in each other's arms. And you know, I would get up and, you know, the one thing I miss about Eric the most is, and this sounds so silly, and I know it sounds dumb and that people out there just don't probably understand it, but I miss like the way our bedroom was and our bathroom and our shower, and I would take a shower and he would just lay there and watch me. And it wasn't like, that's not like a way that, like, I'm not saying that in like any way except for I miss peeking out of my shower and seeing my husband there and that comforting feeling of someone loving you so unconditionally.
Right. Just that comfort.
Mm-hmm. And it was just always there. It was just that steady, that constant. And I miss that terribly. And the holidays are going to be hard for any of you widows out there who are listening to this. My first year was last year and it sucked. It sucked so bad. I remember specifically, I went with my best friend to Destin. We went to the Panhandle. We took our kids. We stayed in a VRBO. It was really nice. We went out to eat one night and there was live music playing. And I'd done pretty well not crying in front of everybody. And we're at this live music and my friend says, hey, play some live music. Her husband did. And they played Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon, And I lost it. I lost it in the middle of the restaurant and like almost collapsed down to the ground. Like I couldn't even stand up. It was just, I don't know. Like the way Eric used to, when he played that song and just take me in his arms, and Eric had the longest arms. So, so engulfing. And he would dance with me and he loved to like spin me around the dance floor. And I'm a horrible dancer, the absolute freaking worst. But Eric was the best. And I just remember that with Christmas. And I don't think I'll ever be able to go through. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get through Christmas, but.
I don't either. I'm absolutely dreading it and crying about it. Yeah.
Maybe we need to spend Christmas together.
Just sucks. Yeah, I would love to.
We should move in together. Hey.
Yeah.
We need to update the audience on you making a decision not to sleep with me in Vegas.
Sleep with you? In the same bed?
Correct.
How did that even go down?
I don't know. But we did not sleep together.
No, we
didn't. In the same bed.
Sorry to disappoint the audience.
Yeah. But
we didn't get married.
We didn't get married.
And we didn't sleep in the same bed. And I didn't get Crystal a ring. I'm so sorry.
I feel like you have a few more chances. I love you a lot.
Give me another chance.
So I wouldn't write you off just because you didn't get me a ring yet.
Thank you.
But yeah, so holidays are here and a lot of big feelings over that. You're not alone. If you're feeling that, you're not alone. Every widow out there is probably feeling that. At least a widow in the same stage we are.
And probably, actually, I know for sure there's several people that are married and still the holidays are hard. It's just getting together with family, extended family, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard. And you're all missing somebody.
Or going through something. Yeah, one of the things Ellie and I talked about a little bit is people are going through something. We mention that all the time. I was telling Allie on the way down here, really where I feel like the shift in my life happened is when I really went to this, hey, why am I so worried about what I lost and what I missed and what I don't have? Instead of that, why can't I just be really grateful that I have three wonderful kids and a home and a wonderful job and amazing friends and family, and really focusing on gratitude and realizing that everybody around me is going through something. And people are going through a lot of stuff right now. And so as we go through the holidays, anyone who's listening to this, if you're going through something, we hear you, we feel you. You don't have to be a widow to hate the holidays and the hustle and the bustle and the chaos that goes with it. We're walking alongside you too. And we have many people who listen to our podcast who aren't widows just because there's life connections to the things that we talk about. And don't worry about feeling like everyone's got it together. They don't. Everyone's got something going on behind closed doors. And you never know what that is. So give grace to those around you. And share your love. Sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, get after it.
Do the damn thing. Why not? Don't make it weird.
Have I made it weird? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't make it weird. I'm just saying in general. Sleep with your friends. Who cares?
I do have a funny story.
Ooh,
I just realized this. I think maybe I told you this, but I don't know. So the night before we went to Zion, I was asked by some of Gussie's friends' moms to go to a prayer service.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like going to that stuff alone. It's just really hard for me because it's a bunch of families and it's just hard. But several people asked me, so I said, okay, I'll go. And so we show up and our friends, which by the way, when we go to church, we sit in the back of the church for a good reason because hanky is hanky. Anyways, our friends are in the front row. The front row, and they're like waving us in. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So we go to the front, and my anxiety is like 100 at this point because just if you know Hank, you know. So we're sitting in the front, and all these little boys are all like just playing with each other in the front row and, you know, joking. And And Hank is the youngest, by the way. All of them are Gus's ages. So 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, just trying to like calm my nerves, looking around, singing the songs. And I just am watching what's going on. And then I turn my head. Hank had completely pulled his pants down and is mooning all of these 6-year-olds, and they're all bursting out laughing. And I, all these parents are looking, I'm just freaking out. I pull his pants up and I'm like, Jesus, take the wheel. I am die of humiliation. Humiliation.
Oh my gosh.
That is Hank for you.
That's a handful.
A handful. And he's just laughing, showing his butt cheeks in church.
He's so stinking cute.
Ridiculously cute. For a reason.
Oh my gosh. So Allie has to take care of her 4-year-old, but she also has to take care of her 40-year-old friend too. So we're at Zion and we're shopping. And Allie and I are back in a corner, like, trying on shirts, and Jamie and Justine are somewhere else in the store. And I leaned down to grab a shirt and I spilled an entire cup of coffee all over this floor.
Like all over.
It is burning hot coffee. And I look at Allie and panic and I go, that's why they said no food and drink in here. Run.
Yeah. Just run. I'm like, what? What do I do here?
And so off we go, pretending like nothing happened. Like we didn't dump an entire cup of coffee.
Yeah. Went straight to the register, got our shirts.
Off we went.
Off we went.
So Allie has so many responsibilities of taking care of so many children, including her adult best friend.
Oh, I love taking care of you. You're... Oh.
I'm not that difficult, but she had to stand up for me while I was being objectified always. In Vegas. She had to stand protect me when I spilled coffee.
I'd do anything for you.
Oh. Hmm. I don't recommend the pants. We need to talk about that. If you go to Zion, I don't recommend the pants.
For the narrows.
For the narrows, yeah. They are, like, it was so, the water was cold. But
so maybe explain you rent.
Yeah, so you when you go to the narrows, you can rent this material to get, or these things to get through the narrows, because it's water. You're hiking through water. And so it's the socks and the shoes and the pants. And then they actually offer, like, a bib overall option if the water's really high. And for us, we did rent the pants and the socks and the shoes because we thought
hiking.
Hiking stick. That's what we thought we were supposed to do. And so we did it and we got there and the pants were, they're intended to keep the water out of your, like out off of your legs. And so they're super tight around the ankles and they were really bugging my ankles. And I'm like, I'm just going to take these pants off. I felt so free when I took the damn pants off.
Yeah.
Because the water felt so good.
Crystal took them off around mile. Okay, so we, let's just say 12 miles. It was like 11.75. So she took them off at like 9.
Mm-hmm.
So like at the almost the very end. And you were just like, oh.
I was like, yes, less clothes, which is always ideal for me. And yeah. I was like, this is the most comfortable I've ever been. But the water felt so good on my legs. Like the cold water felt so good on my muscles.
Yeah, you kept saying that. So then Jamie followed suit.
And she also does not recommend the pants.
No.
So we need to put that out there. Don't wear the pants.
Another shirt idea.
Don't wear the pants. Yeah, we do have a lot of shirt ideas coming off this podcast.
I know. Who's ready?
We should write these all down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should start our own store, Hot Widows Club Podcast t-shirts for sale.
I know. Would anybody buy them?
I don't know.
Write in.
Please check out the Hot Widows Club Podcast at gmail.com and write in if you would shop at our t-shirt store. I did tell Allie today, I've only briefly talked about this. I really haven't talked about it in much detail, but when Eric's obituary went viral, that was a really crazy time in my life. And I've had so many people tell me, man, you could have a career in writing obituaries. And I love to write. I write all the time. It's my thing. And I was driving to work today thinking, man, I got to figure out how to monetize this. And so I was telling Allie, I've got to write like 350 obituaries a month. So I really have a lot of clients I'm going to have to pick up across the nation. if I'm ever going to try to monetize my obituary writing skills. I don't feel like that's a very lucrative career.
Probably not.
No. But I really do enjoy celebrating life. And so I don't just enjoy celebrating it through death and obituaries. I also enjoy celebrating it through achievements and accomplishments. And so one of the things that I think is really cool, and I think all of our audience has seen, is how incredibly strong and brave Allie's been through this past year. And I can't even begin to tell you how brave you are and the way that you've grown in the past year.
Oh.
And I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
My heart soars for you. And oh. I think this journey is only going to get stronger for you and better and more, I don't know, more content. How about that?
Hey, we'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you.
Got you, girl. Despite you falling short on a few promises.
I'll get you a ring.
I haven't updated you guys on Carpool lately. That's not been going that bad. It's really been going pretty well.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm not going to get a minivan.
No.
Not doing it. There's no reason for that. No one needs to.
No, you don't need one.
Change cars for that. I did think today. So I'm driving in my car. So one of the things about Eric, he's very structured, very regimented. He did everything for me. I never had to worry about it. And when he was alive, I loved it. I relied on him to do those things, get gas in my car, wash my car, just take care of whatever needed to be taken care of. Now that he's been gone for this long, I've had to do all of that, and I'm becoming very, very independent. And an independent crystal is a very dangerous crystal because I just am like, how far do I take this independence? What can I do next? And that's a really strong feeling for me.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And so this independence is really like creating a whole new, like this whole new level of confidence that I had lost with Eric.
I can tell.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you go back to the beginning of our episodes until now,
mm-hmm.
it's the confidence is exuding out of you right now.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. Like I can tell the growth. I'm sure the audience would agree.
Yeah. It's been absolutely amazing. So anything that comes into my life that tries to slow me down and like question my independence or make me reliant on someone or something drives me crazy. So I had to get my oil changed in my car. And in order for me to do that, to the way I know how to do that, I have to go to take my car in to get the oil changed. And I have to have someone drop me off and then pick me back up. I don't like relying on someone to do that.
Yeah.
I need to find a way to be able to like put my bike on the back of my car, drop my car off, hop on my bike, head home.
Wow, this is a lot.
I'm talking independence, girl. I am doing this alone.
I mean, the fact that we did the Narrows, we can do anything. I feel
oh,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do anything.
We got this.
I blew 3 children out my vagina. I can do anything.
Amen, sister.
And I did the Narrows. I'm just going to put that on my LinkedIn profile. What have you accomplished? 3 blowouts.
3 blowouts.
The Narrows. Raising 3 kids alone.
Oh, I don't know. Losing your husband to cancer.
Exactly.
We can do anything.
Nuff said, love, Crystal. Do you, will you pay me to write something for you so I can buy a van and live down by the river?
Hey, we did talk. Okay, 2 things.
Yeah.
We did talk about after leaving Zion.
Correct.
Crystal and I, we've talked about we're going to live together when we're old. We are going to buy properties in Colorado, right? In the mountains.
We're going to live there.
We're going to live there, but we're also going to have like Airbnbs.
We are.
That's how we're going to make our income.
Mm-hmm.
And you also talked about how you wanted to have peacocks and like
I do
all these
wanna
animals.
Have yeah, I have. Guys, I'm telling you, like I have these dreams. I was born to live this wild and free life. And somehow I got into this space where I was very, I followed Eric's lead. Like I became very structured and very regimented And now as I'm going through this journey, I'm becoming that same wild and free Crystal that I once was so many years ago. And so like, I want to live in the mountains and have some peacocks and drink coffee and write my stories and sell them to local people and whatever, just exist and be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have figured that out. We're not beach people.
Nope.
And we are mountain people.
We'll visit the beach. The beaches.
We will have a property on the beach. We will definitely invest in something for like people to visit. I think so. Okay. Real estate's the only way for us to get rich. Maybe you won't need a job. You can just be.
As I said, we're gonna have the income from these properties too.
True. You can manage that.
I will manage that in a heartbeat. Okay, number two. Can you give us all an update on your dating?
Oh, Allie. Only you would take this there.
What? Everybody's asking for updates.
Well,
I'm only giving the audience what they're asking.
So dating is not what I'm doing. I've had a date or two with a singular gentleman. And it's going fine. There's a lot of emotions with it. It's just different. It's not something I have any idea what I'm doing. And so I'm just navigating through that moment by moment. But I'm definitely not dating as in like open for dates by any means. I don't know. I don't know that I'm ready to really talk that much about that. It's a little private.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But it's going well.
Good.
I would say as well as it could go.
Has he listened to the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. I warned him that if you really want to be a part of my life, you have to listen to the podcast because that's as raw and real as it gets.
Yep. Vulnerable.
Yeah. And so he has listened and says that he doesn't have any. He says sometimes it's kind of unique, but you know what? I can.
It's unique.
I know. I can get down with this. It's okay. I can't imagine what it's like dating a widow. I can't even. Like, one of the first things I said was, like, there is no every other weekend here. There is no.
It's a full time.
It's a full time gig, bro. Like, this is not a 50-50 split. There's no anything. It's me and them all the time. And we are crew. We are a crew. We are the weirdest crew out there. Mm-hmm.
And we've become part of your crew.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So.
Yeah, it's.
Buckle up.
Saddle up, brother. Saddle up. Speaking of Halloween costumes, what are you going to be?
Okay, so I'm really excited because this is the first time at my work that we're doing a competition. Oh. So we're in like teams. And my team, we are dressing up as Clue characters.
Oh,
I'm
going
to be Mrs. Peacock.
How ironic. That's a sign.
I know. So I'm going to have feathers.
I love it.
I got some feathers for my head.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then that night, Hanky, all he wants to be for Halloween is super Hanky.
Perfect.
So he's going to be super Hanky. Gus, I've asked multiple times. He's like, whatever. So I know he's not, you know, into Halloween. That's okay. So, but I'm making him dress up.
Okay.
Because
good.
I have that power.
Exactly. You're the mother.
Yes. So he's also going to be a superhero because we're going to go as a gang. And I am going to also be a superhero. So
Super mom. Ironically enough, we used to call Eric Super Dad.
Oh, because he is.
Uh-huh. And so a lot of people would call him Super D for Super Dad.
Oh.
Or you can fill in your own words for Super D.
Oh, dear.
But it was Super Dad for that is what Super D stood for. But anyways, he was super. He is super. He, and so we always called him Super Dad. So yeah, think about him. Maybe that's a sign.
What are you going as?
Let's see. I'm going to be Cher from Clueless.
Oh yeah. Did you ever find the backpack?
I found the backpack. I found the fluffy pen. I've got everything I need. Amelia is going to be a cowgirl.
Oh.
Vio is going to be, Violet is going to be ketchup. And Benny is going to be a Chiefs football player.
Nice.
I'm a big Chiefs fan. For anyone on the audience who listens, please don't stop listening if you're not a Chiefs fan. But if you are, go Chiefs. So Benny is not a Chiefs fan. He's a Chiefs player.
Oh, Ross was a huge Chiefs fan.
Mm-hmm. That's why I liked him. Number of reasons why. In his eternal life, I liked him. If I would have met him in real life, who knows?
He would have loved you. He loves you.
Yeah, Halloween's my favorite holiday. Except for, I think I've shared on here before. I did already share on here about the skeletons. I really can't stand looking at them.
Yeah.
Just reminds me consistently of Eric. And my kids keep like putting them in different positions in our yard. And it just reminds me of different positions that Eric was in during his journey. It's sad. It's really sad.
Your house is decorated this year, though.
My house is decorated.
Much more than last year.
It is.
That's a new thing.
Yeah. Gosh, I could barely move my feet last year. My feet felt like bricks. I was thinking about that. Like, just even moving felt like bricks. Today at the gym, Trey told me he was going to potentially win the lottery. I don't know. He said, and if he does, he's not even saying goodbye. He's just going to go somewhere else. So I said, well, I hope you at least like refer me to somebody else. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to refer you to someone else. He goes, someone else, you wouldn't even last 1 hour with someone else. And as he's saying this, he's also yelling at me because I can't follow the instructions to do this exercise that he's doing. He's trying to teach me to do. But it was interesting because like when you talk about like my feet being so heavy, I was thinking of that today because I felt so much lighter on my feet. Because like all of my energy and my life, like everything about me has finally come back. But I felt so heavy a year ago. I felt so heavy last Thanksgiving. Like I was being weighed down by 1,000 tons on top of me. And today, for the first time, I was really recognizing I'm really light on my feet now. It feels good.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, me too. Well, anything else from the widowhood tonight?
We're going to celebrate your birthday this weekend. Oh, we celebrated a little bit in Vegas.
Saturday night, that could be wild.
I'm nervous.
Are you prepared?
No.
Allie's never. So I'm going out with two of my, oh man, these girls are my college girls.
I'll try to keep up, but I don't know.
They're my shopping girl. So it's Sam and Mal, who I go to Chicago with every year. And we have so much fun. And the laughing, Allie, if you want to laugh, like we will keep you in stitches all night long. So could be pretty wild. I'm thinking of wearing a costume.
Oh, what? Okay.
I don't know.
You do you. That's awesome.
I know.
But I need to know.
Well, I don't think they're wearing a costume. I just love to wear costumes. It's normal for me to show up in a costume.
You can wear your Cher?
Cher?
Your Cher costume.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. All right. Signing off from the widowhood. And we hope you guys have a wonderful week and
Halloween. And
yeah. All right. Well, signing off. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Love you guys.
Love you.